With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch, and joining me this morning, Michelle Wilson. She's a registered dietitian with Brands Nutrition. Michelle, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
One of the topics that we discuss a lot here on KMOX is generative AI, mm-hmm. and especially the impact on youth and others who are using it to search for information. And obviously, that's led to a lot of people searching for information about diet and nutrition. And we've seen some studies come out about how ChatGPT in particular could be fueling eating disorders. What are you hearing in your practice about people searching, you know, for information using these kind of AI chatbots?
Yeah, AI can definitely have its own limitations. What I'm hearing from my clients is if they're using ChatGPT or other AI platforms, is that they're providing the generic advice, but then if they go a secondary layer, then that's where things get a little bit more complicated. So for one, with the generic advice, it's not going to be individualized to the person. It's going to respond to the prompts that are given. But the secondary layer gets a little tricky. So when someone wants to clarify why something was suggested or how to modify something that was suggested, then it can manipulate the suggestions to be concerning. I have recently tested an AI generated eating disorder app, and I saw a lot of limitations with the AI portion of that as well.
That's very interesting you say that, because I think people are turning to some of these apps to get information, to get counseling, you know, for example, for mental health. So it's not surprising there are dietary ones out there as well. You know, one of the things that concerns me, and maybe this is something that you've heard on those secondary or follow-up searches, is that sometimes these AI chatbots will give answers that simply agree with what the person wants to try to please them and keep them there.
Yes, absolutely. The response is going to respond directly to what is being prompted. So if you tell an AI that you believe this is helpful or appropriate for you, that your doctor said this, that, or the other, then it's going to assume that that's accurate. And so if you provide misinformation or misleading information, then it will devolve from there.
So it's not really a great fact checker then?
No, not exactly. It's going to be able to provide information that's generally able to be searched through Google, but that has its own misinformation too if you don't know what you're looking for and you don't have the lens of a professional to be able to sift through what's evidence-based practice.
So we really shouldn't use AI chatbots for any type of diagnosis then?
Oh, absolutely not. We definitely need to refer to professionals for that.
What are some of the other limitations that you mentioned about both the app and any of these AI chatbots that people may search for information on?
The limitations with mental health are really concerning. It might refer you to a mental health professional as a generic response, but if someone's severely struggling or in a crisis. It might provide inappropriate information or even give tips and tricks on ways to engage in behaviors further. So someone needs to be able to reach out to a professional that can help them rather than relying on a program that is not going to be programmed by a professional in that field, and they won't get the help that they need.
Why do you think people are trusting these tools?
I think that the reason I'm seeing some people leaning in that direction is they don't always have access to the care that they need, or maybe even the timing that they need it. We don't have a lot of funding for nonprofit organizations to have 24/7 support and access, and people are wanting to reach out and get help, and maybe there's even a shame component too. There could be an aspect of AI that reduces down that feeling that someone is there in person and having their own personal biases against you. And so I understand why people would want to go that direction. And there's no shame in struggling with an eating disorder or having mental health illness or even just wanting information. I just feel like it would be best for the individual to reach out to a professional for that. So that way they can get evidence-based information and also the help that they need.
Do you think part of the problem is that there still are probably a lot of misunderstandings about eating disorders?
Absolutely. There's tons of myths about eating disorders. One being that the main one is anorexia. The leading eating disorder is actually binge eating disorder. So there are a lot of myths and stigmas about eating disorders, and that can lead to a lot of shame. But whenever someone is able to reach out to a professional and understand where all of this misinformation might have come from or what led to their eating disorder, it can help really help reduce down the shame and stigma.
What are some red flags for someone that they might have an eating disorder?
The stress or distress that food can cause. Food, movement, and body image are the main categories that I work with people. So if there is compensatory, compulsive, excessive, or avoidant movement, if there's a lot of body checking or mirror checking or pinching their body that's happening, and eating disorder behaviors that might include restriction, binging, purging, and even just having a lot of distress related to choosing food options.
How do you find a good professional to help you?
That's an excellent question. So there's definitely some general websites that can be helpful. So NEDA, National Eating Disorder Association, is a great resource. And then we have local eating disorder professionals as well. IADEP is the International Association of Eating Disorder Professionals. So you can search through that for people who are certified eating disorder specialists. But my group of people at Brands Nutrition Counseling definitely can help out.
That is Michelle Wilson, registered dietitian with Brands Nutrition Counseling. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.